This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Roughly 900,000 people have elected to opt out of the controversial My Health Record online database, which will see Australians' Medicare information consolidated by the end of the year. The opt-outs sit at around 3% of those eligible for a My Health Record, which is roughly in line with the Australian Digital Health Agency's expectations. A Senate inquiry showed that 4 in 10 people weren't aware that a record would be created for them in the coming months, despite increasing awareness around the plan. Inclusive education and family violence are among the top priorities for LGBTI Victorians heading into the state election in November, according to a new report compiled by several community organisations. The Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby have released an LGBTI election booklet outlining 59 recommendations they would like political parties to consider ahead of the election later this year. The VGLRL will provide all political parties with a survey to complete before creating a report card for each of them and scoring them on the commitment to LGBTI equality. A group hoping to return Mardi Gras to its protest roots while removing police, the Liberal Party and corporations from the parade have announced their intention to run for Mardi Gras board later this year. The collective known as Pride in Protest will put their hands up at Mardi Gras' annual general meeting next month, where Mardi Gras members will be able to elect the board. Tasmania's Central Coast Council has supported a motion to acknowledge the homophobic history of towns in its area like Ulverstone and Penguin, and to work towards fostering a more supportive environment for its LGBTI residents. As well as recognising the harm previously caused to LGBTI residents in the area, the motion also called on the council to proactively support the community by participating in the Tasmanian Pride Festival and planting trees to celebrate the contribution of LGBTI people in the local community. The Centre for Social Research and Health at the University of New South Wales released new research showing that a record 92% of gay and bisexual men living with HIV are achieving an undetectable viral load. A record high for the third year running, this is the latest statistic reflecting the effectiveness of treatment as prevention. The New South Wales Legislative Council has moved to establish a parliamentary inquiry into hate crimes committed against LGBTI people between 1970 and 2010. Advocates and families of those affected have been lobbying for an investigation into 30 outstanding cases, on top of at least 88 murders of gay and trans people during the period. The inquiry comes after a report released by ACON in May, which shed light on the failure of justice in addressing the attacks on the LGBTI community. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Tennis legend Billie Jean King is now a part owner of the LA Dodgers baseball team. King and partner Alana Kloss announced the news at a recent press conference, but can't reveal what percentage of the team they own. The women say they aim to make the club more LGBT inclusive, in addition to the team's already existing Pride Night. US national swimmer Abram Devine has come out as gay. Devine revealed the news in an interview with Swimming World magazine and admitted that coming out is tough as a sportsman, as he was worried how teammates would react. He says he first told a close former swimmer and then realised he didn't have anything to worry about, as everyone reacted well to the news. The 22-year-old has already raced at World Championships and will compete for a spot on the 2020 US Olympic team. And finally, a Brazilian football club has condemned its fans for chanting homophobic death threats at opposing supporters. Atlético Mineiro fans sang "Be careful, Bolsonaro will kill the queers" at Cruzeiro fans during their nil-all draw earlier this month, as the politician once said he would rather have a dead son than a gay one. In a Twitter statement, Mineiro club officials denounced the comments, saying they deeply regret the anti-gay actions of fans. The next day, police also arrested a man during a Premier League soccer match in the UK between Southampton and Brighton and Hove Albion for making a homophobic hand gesture.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.